University of Alabama at Birmingham graduate student Malia Servanyan wanted to know how secure those voice authentication systems utilized by banks and other institutions actually are.
Can they recognize people's voice? Versus that, are they reliable? Can they recognize my voice all the time if they are trained with my voice? And if I'm using some sort of synthesized voice, would they be able to recognize it or no?
She and others in the Security and Privacy and Emerging Computing and Networking Systems Lab, or SPIES, used a free voice training program to stage a voice impersonation attack. It wasn't difficult. With 20 to 30 sentences, the computer program could say anything in the victim's voice. To get the voice, it could have copied the audio from online sound, like in a YouTube video, from a public presentation, or making a spam phone call.
Social media, you're talking to someone, and especially for someone who is famous, who is a politician or a celebrity, and their voice is public, it would be much easier. As long as they have a few minutes of the speech, they can just convert their voice or anyone's voice to that particular person. They just need to train the voice conversion system.
Here's what SPIES discovered: that state-of-the-art automation verification algorithms are not very effective. They rejected less than 10 to 20% of fake voices. Even human verification was vulnerable. And UAB says the consequences of getting your voice hacked are huge. You can have money stolen from a bank that uses biometrics. The fake voice could leave messages for your contacts. It could potentially create fake audio evidence for court and impersonate the victim in real-time phone conversations.
There isn't a way to stop people from collecting your voice, but at least you can be aware that if you post it online, anyone can use it.
Both Stanford and the University of Washington have proven that videos can be morphed. Mandy Jenkins runs Storyful, which specializes in verifying news content. She says, don't be fooled.
If something is coming from one of these programs where it can be creating a fake, it's really going to be a big red flag for us. If, for one thing, the things that they're saying don't line up with other things they've said before, things we know about this person, but also who's the source that's going to be putting this out? What's their connection to the story? Why would they even have access to this kind of audio or this kind of video?
Jenkins says it comes down to old-fashioned journalism.
You know, this doesn't seem right. Even though I kind of wish this was true, it's not necessarily true. I want to look into this a little more. And that is really the major first thing that anyone should be doing, is having suspicion of things that they just can't believe it's true.
In fact, the morphing technologies aren't perfect. Researchers say they can seem a little distorted and the voices can sound robotic. UAB is trying to figure out an advanced computer program that figures out the voice is fake.
We are testing a black box testing of several apps and banks and other applications that use these algorithms for voice authentication. And then later on, we want to see if there is any way to stop it or if we can combine it with some other authentication methods to at least make another layer of security.
Ann Thompson at 81.7 WVXU.